Welcome to the Council of Better Business Bureaus podcast, The Bistro, where we will discuss today's hottest consumer trends, predict the future with consumer experts, and learn how elite businesses and entrepreneurs continue to push the envelope in today's marketplace.
Hello and welcome to The Bistro. Thank you for joining us for the Better Business Bureau. I'm your host, Elena Spinola. America Saves Week 2018 is February 26th through March 3rd. Here to talk to us about this annual opportunity for organizations to take advantage of is Madeline Daniels, a spokesperson with America Saves. Madeline, thank you so much for joining us today. Let's talk about what it means to create a nation of savers.
Thank you for having me, Elaine.
This is going to be a great discussion because it's something that, you know, most Americans are dealing with, ways to save. For anyone who doesn't know, can you tell us what America Saves Week is and why it is so important to encourage and support Americans to set a goal, make a plan, and save automatically?
Well, America Saves Week is coordinated by America Saves and our partners at the American Savings Education Council. Just about 4 in 10 Americans have enough money on hand to cover a $1,000 emergency, something like a car repair or a medical bill. And we hear from a lot of Americans that they know they should be saving, they just don't know how. So the idea behind America Saves Week is that if everyone focuses on assessing and kickstarting their savings for just 1 week, they'll be in much better shape for the rest of the year. So America Saves Week is an annual opportunity for our partners at banks, credit unions, nonprofits, colleges, universities, companies, and more to promote good savings behavior and a chance for individuals to assess their own saving status. Millions of Americans typically participate in some way in America Saves Week, but you don't have to do it on your own. America Saves and our over 1,400 partners are here to help you save during America Saves Week. And we are a national campaign managed by the nonprofit Consumer Federation of America that will work with you through America Saves Week to set a goal, make a plan to reach that goal, and then we show you how to save the most effective way, which is automatically.
Sure. And 1,400 partners, wow, that's very impressive. Madeline, tell us, you know, when did America Saves Week start and how has it grown over the years?
Well, the first America Saves Week was in 2007, and over the past 15 years, we've learned a number of successful saving strategies from the stories and tips we've heard directly from our savers, including having a savings plan with a specific goal, making saving automatic, and taking advantage of saving opportunities at work. And America Saves and America Saves Week continues to grow thanks to the support of our incredible partners we work with across the country who participate in the campaign, and the work of our dozens of local campaigns on campuses like University of Illinois Saves, in cities like Okaloosa Saves and Los Angeles Saves, and even states like Tennessee Saves. But the real hard work is done by the individuals who have made the decision to begin to save or to save more.
Sure, of course. And speaking of individuals, you also have Military Saves Week, which was also launched in 2007. Tell us about that program.
Well, Military Saves is a partner of the U.S. Department of Defense's Financial Readiness Campaign, and it was really created to meet the unique savings needs of military service members and their families. So things like navigating the military retirement system and the frequent moves that military families make. So Military Saves Week is a worldwide opportunity for military installations, financial institutions, nonprofit organizations, and government agencies to motivate and support service members and their families to reduce debt and build wealth.
Sure. And how exactly does America Saves promote these initiatives to all of these individuals? And also, tell us about the 2018 savings themes and topics.
Well, every community celebrates America Saves Week a little bit differently, depending on who is engaging in that community. So I encourage you to visit our list of events and activities at americasaves.org to see what is happening both nationwide and near you. And while you're at americasaves.org, you can also use our simple online tools to assess your savings status and then take the America Saves Pledge, which I can tell you more about. But first, you had mentioned the savings themes of America Saves Week. So each day we focus on a different topic. Monday, February 26th, we kick off America Saves Week when the topic is saving with a plan. On Tuesday, it's saving the easy way, automatically. Wednesday, saving for rainy days. Thursday is saving to retire. Friday is saving the extra, so the windfalls we tend to get through our lives. And then Saturday, March 3rd, is saving as a family.
Okay, so great themes. And so would you say your partners around the country are also focusing on these specific themes as well?
Exactly. So we have some partners who are engaging and providing savings resources and materials every day of America Saves Week or Military Saves Week. But we also have some partners that might focus on, say, retirement savings. So they'll engage on Thursday, which is Save to Retire.
Sure. Okay, that makes sense. And so that's great. I mean, raising awareness is certainly the first step in any great campaign. And then, of course, encouraging the financial action is the next step. You mentioned the pledge. Tell us about that. And also, just tell us how you've been able to successfully achieve these goals with America Saves through the years?
Well, I mentioned that a lot of Americans know they should be saving or saving more, but it's a matter of actually knowing how and finding that money in their budgets to save. And there are a lot of fantastic financial literacy programs, but what America Saves Week provides is financial action and actually making a step forward on saving. And here's how we do that. In our over 15 years of working with savers, we've learned one really important and simple trick. Savers with a plan can be more than twice as likely to save successfully for things like retirement or a rainy day fund. And that's it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it really makes sense. If you don't have a goal, there's nothing to accomplish. So enter our America Saves pledge to really hack that psychology. In just a couple of minutes, we work with savers to identify a goal, such as an emergency fund or retirement, an amount to save per month, and the number of months to save that amount. In other words, the America Saves Pledge helps you create a basic savings plan.
Sure.
And after that, we send customized information about your savings goal. And then during America Saves Week, we can connect you with a number of local or digital events or workshops, help you connect with a bank or credit union in your area to set up a separate savings account, or direct you on how to find free or low-cost financial counseling from an accredited planner or counselor who gives advice in your best interest.
Sure. So saving with a plan and having a goal, that's really the key. And it sounds like you have amazing programs and counselors, like you said, to help people with those goals. I also understand that you have a contest right now called hashtag I'm Saving for Sweepstakes. Tell us more about that.
Oh, I'm really glad you asked, because the I'm Saving for Sweepstakes is absolutely my favorite part of America Saves Week. So seeing your friends and family save is an incredibly positive motivator to save yourself, and we want to support our savers as they become that positive influence in the lives of their loved ones. So we invite savers to take the America Saves Pledge and then share their saving story or favorite saving tip on social media for a chance to win up to $750 toward that goal. And we have so much fun each year seeing everyone's goals and learning new saving strategies in the I'm Saving for Sweepstakes.
Well, that's great. There's nothing like a little positive reinforcement on social media to kickstart this awesome campaign. That's great. I hope people do go and hashtag I'm Saving for Sweepstakes for their chance to win $750 towards their goals. So let me ask you something, Madeline. Right now, what are some of the hot topics in financial savings?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, it's no mistake that America Saves Week is smack dab in the middle of tax time. And why? Well, because for most Americans, including myself, our tax refund is the largest check we will hold in our hand all year. So especially thanks to tax credits like the Earned Income Tax Credit, or you might know it as the EITC and the Child Tax Credit. So that makes it the absolute perfect opportunity to pay off some bills, make a few purchases, and still be able to save a portion for goals like a rainy day fund, so that in the upcoming year, you are able to come up with that money when that $1,000 emergency does, and notice I didn't say if, but does happen.
Sure.
And if you commit to saving a portion of your tax refund before it arrives in your bank account, it's much less likely to be spent.
Sure.
And the savings theme actually on Friday, March 2nd of America Saves Week is Save the Extra, where we'll be sharing information on saving windfalls like tax refund, employment bonuses, and inheritances. And so on that day, keep an eye out for information about Save Your Refund. This is a promotion we offer with our friends at Commonwealth, where you can win one of 101 prizes up to $10,000 just for saving a portion of your tax refund.
Wonderful. And speaking of just saving the extra, such a great habit to get into as you start to, you know, make money, just always putting aside automatically that extra for those rainy days and for other things, for savings. This has been a really great discussion, Madeline. Really, really helpful tips. We're about to wrap up our podcast here, but we did have one more question for you. people are going to come to America Saves, right, for information. What would be the number one question that you typically get from most consumers out there?
We often hear from our savers, okay, great, but where do I start? Where do I find that money in my budget to save? And I'll tell you what, the most effective way to save is automatically, because not only do you get the advantage of set it and forget it, but also it's out of sight and out of mind. If you save a portion of, say, your paycheck into a separate savings account before it even reaches your checking account. So step one is to go to your employer, if you have one, and ask them to split deposit your paycheck into a separate savings account. And that's money you get to keep in access when those rainy days come. If you don't have access to direct deposit of your paycheck, then you can ask your bank or credit union to automatically transfer money into your savings account each month. And if you're looking for tips specifically on how to reduce spending and finding that money in your budget, my favorite resource is our viral 54 ways to save, which you can find at americasaves.org. And I think you'll really like these tips because they go beyond the typical skip the morning latte.
Sure. Everyone has that on their mind. I'll save a little extra this month by skipping the latte. But truth be told, I think you need to go a little bit further than that because do we actually skip the latte? I say I'm going to, but sometimes I don't. And so that's really great. It's called the Viral 54 Ways to Save. Excellent. Well, this has been a really, really great discussion. I know I really appreciate this, and I know our listeners are going to appreciate these tips as well. The Better Business Bureau would like to thank Madeline Daniels, spokesperson with America Saves, for sharing this great information with our listeners. Madeline, once again, thank you so much. And I know you shared your website. Can you share it one more time with us?
Yes, please come celebrate America Saves Week with us at americasaves.org.
Excellent. The Better Business Bureau is deeply committed to building and advancing a better marketplace, a trusted marketplace for all, because trust always matters. For the Better Business Bureau, I'm Elena Spinola, host of the Bistro podcast. Until next time, it's been my pleasure discussing America Saves and Better Business with you.
You just enjoyed the Bistro podcast. Be sure to tune in next month for a brand new episode. To learn more about our other shows, visit betterbusiness.blueberry.com. That's betterbusiness.blueberry.com and subscribe. The thoughts and opinions expressed on this podcast are the views and opinions of the guests, not those of the Better Business Bureau, Council of Better Business Bureaus, or program affiliates. This podcast is for information and educational purposes only and is copyrighted with all rights reserved. This podcast is protected by Blueberry's Terms of Service.